a guide. And he took them out into the jungle and he gave them a set of rules. And he said, don't venture far from the camp. Can be dangerous. The first night, the family was all tucked into sleep and the mother had this urge to get up and go visit nature. As she was out walking around, she encountered this huge lion and she froze in her steps. The next morning, the rest of the family got up and the daughter ran to the son and said, Mom's gone. I don't know where she's at. So the husband leaped up out of bed, like all husbands would, knowing her mother-in-law was missing, and searched the area to find her. When they came upon her, there she stood, frozen, staring at this lion. The wife looked over and said, honey, do something. He goes, he got into this mess. He can get his way out. Notice the guys all laugh. We all know. Today's scripture is one that you like to think is about healing, and that's it. But we're going to talk about stress. Stress is something that just plagues all of us. Now, you know, you guys all know that I really hate the media. I watch a lot of TV because, well, that's what us fat people do. We watch a lot of TV and we eat ice cream. But have you noticed in the last 8 to 10 years, TV has gone to this reality TV? We can't be entertained by Andy Griffith or Dick Van Dyke or the Barbara Mandrell variety show. Mary knows what I'm talking about. We're forced into this false reality where we have the bachelor who produced the bachelorette who teaches us the best ways to meet a spouse. I don't know about you guys, but that wasn't my first way of choosing to find a spouse. Then we have these shows that are called Survivor, where we move to these islands and we live in the brush. We forage for things and we play these games, and then it became Survivor Paradise. And now they have this other reality show out that's, what's it called? Naked and Lost? Or Naked and Afraid. Where they take these people, take all their clothes, and they force them to live out in the jungle or in the swamp. And they live there for 30 days with someone else that they don't have a clue who they are. That's reality. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but you're all my friends. I don't be trapped anywhere with y'all naked. Sorry, just don't want it to happen. But, you know, as we watch those shows, we think about the stress that these people, they talk about. They're so under this stress. Life is hard. Oh, they're so stressed out. Oh, I don't know if I should choose one of these beautiful 12 women that just can't seem to find a man anywhere. Or I don't know if I should vote him off the island. We've been friends for 30 days and it's $500,000. So, Brian, I want to keep you around. We're buddies. Psst. Stress is Brian's going quick because he's athletic and I'm fat. He's gone. I'm voting him out. Stress. It's there. Anybody in this room live a stress-free life? Nobody at all. Nobody at all. Even the youngest child in here can't say they live a stress-free life. And I want to read you something. It comes from 1 Peter 5. And I'm going to start out at verse 7. It says, throw all your anxiety onto him because he cares about you. Be clear-headed. Keep alert. Your accuser, the devil, is on the prowl like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Anxiety. Peter was anxious. because he was traveling with Jesus. And Peter kind of, he knew a little bit, but he didn't know a lot about Jesus. Peter takes Jesus home with him, and there's his mother-in-law. Now, for the guys in the room, we all can say, mother-in-law at the house, anxious moments at times, stress at times. I learned in my household that when my mother-in-law shows up, I'm the dumbest person that ever walked the face of the earth. I cannot realize that if I have a headache that I need an aspirin. I can't even operate the jar. 47 years old, and I feel like I'm 2 when she's at the house. Stress is there. So Peter knew some stress in this story. But the one I'm going to talk about today who knew the stress was Jesus. You ever thought that Jesus was stressed? Anybody in here ever think Jesus was stressed? All the time. That man lived in stress. He thrived in stress. Everywhere he went, people wanted to be this close to him. Sorry, Sammy, I see you nodding off and I was going to wake you up. He was that close to people all the time. If Jesus left the room, somebody followed him. If Jesus went to heal somebody, somebody else came along. You ever notice in the stories that we read about Jesus, he don't just heal one. There's always a bunch. And then somebody tells somebody else, and then there's a line forming. It's like they're giving away free food or something other. People just line up, just waiting to be on him. So Jesus knew the anxiety and the stresses of the day. And we know that Jesus knew what his fate was going to be. Let's carry that one around on us for a while. You know, can you imagine that conversation between God and Jesus? Son, I'm going to send you to earth. You're going to grow up from a baby to be a man, and your ministry is going to be 3 years. During that 3 years of time, people are going to hate you. They're going to talk bad about you. They're going to cast you out. They're going to torture those that are around you because you're there. Then, son, just when we seem to think that we're going to turn them all around, they're going to take you in the night, put you before the king. He's going to declare you guilty. They're going to take you off and they're going to scourge you, son, because how fun does that sound? Then once they get done beating you, they're going to put this big log on your shoulders and they're going to parade you through town. All the while, all these people that you came to save are going to stand there, spit and cheer and hope you die quick. Jesus knew some stress. He knows more stress than we ever thought about knowing. In our scripture today, we see this story, and it's a story that not a lot of preachers will preach on because there's differences. There's one difference in the three gospels that today's text appears in. One says that Jesus came up and he took the woman's hand. And the fever left her. Another one says he walked up to her and said, be healed. And she got up out of bed and the fever was gone. The third said he walked over and grabbed her by the arm. That's the only difference in the whole story. But the woman still does this. She gets up from her bed. And she proclaims the good news. And she goes about her day treating, healing, and feeding others that are around her. Folks, we live in a world of stress. We all live in stress. If you haven't ever lived in your life where you live paycheck from paycheck, then, well, thank you, Jesus. Because there's a lot of us that we've experienced those days in our lives. We've experienced the worries and the heartaches of wondering which bill should we not pay so we can go to the doctor. We have those that are worried about when they show up at work that the doors might be closed on their business and a sign hanging on the door saying, "We didn't have the heart to tell you, you were fired. So now you know." That's stress. We have stresses of knowing that our family, our children we raised that are married and have moved away, are going through marital difficulties. Their families are imploding upon themselves. There's nothing we can do about it. We have students that are off at college and we worry about them daily because, well, students can take out their phones and they can text all their friends all day long. And they can answer phones at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning where most of us can't even hear it ring. But they can't remember to call mom and dad and say, "Hey, guess what? I did eat today." Because that seems to be something that all mothers worry about. That a child will just lay there and starve to death because mom's not there. We worry about the worthless stress is in our life. We have drama. Now, Lindy and I, we've had a long discussion since she's been a youth intern. She's found out what high school drama is compared to normal world drama. And she's got one little girl who knows her so well that Lindy's phone, every time it beeps, we all say, "Oh, is that so-and-so?" Because she has drama. Her locker won't open. Oh, what do I do? My locker won't open. Oh, my classes, they're at one end of the building and I've got to go to the other end of the building. I don't know what to do on Friday night. Oh, life's tough. But have you ever noticed that when we live in that world of stress, it takes a hold of us? Have you ever watched those that they allow stress to take control? And when you suffer from stress, fatigue sets in and sleepless nights start and insomnia. Folks, I suffer from insomnia. I know what it's like. If I get more than 3 hours sleep a night, I've done something. And I watch lots of you on Facebook at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Me, I'm watching infomercials wondering who buys this stuff. I'm here to tell you the pocket hose doesn't work. My father-in-law bought one. Folks stay awake and they watch that late night TV. And they continue to hold on to that stress. When they lay down in bed at night, they think about all the anxieties of the world. And they don't think about, "I need my rest." Then they think, "Jesus won't understand, so I won't talk to him about this. I won't share my burdens with him because he doesn't know what stress is. He doesn't know what's going on in my heart. He doesn't know that I feel under attack all the time." Folks, when we suffer from stress, it's another way to look at the devil is on the prowl. Because you turn off everything that's around you that can help you. Avenues of support, you shut them down because you live in your world of stress. I'm here to tell you, I know what it's like. Stress controls us because we allow it to be the controlling factor in our life. We've all faced adversity. We've all had anxious times. We've all had problems with our kids. We've all had problems with our spouses. We've all had problems in our families. We've all had problems at work. We've all had financial concerns. We all have had. That's the important thing to remember. We all have had. And we all have allowed that devil to walk around in our life and be there. Instead of forcing the devil to walk away from us, we invite him in. We live in a world that we accept the devil before we accept the Christ. Have you thought about that? We accept the negative before we accept the positive. We accept the devil. We welcome him in with open arms like he's a good old friend. Come on in, buddy. Come into my house and live for a while. Cause me to turn my back away from the positives in my life. Cause me to go to my bed with a fever. Cause me to go to bed with an upset stomach. Cause me to be anxious about everything that happens in this world. Be there, devil. Don't allow me to take something positive in my life and go, wow, this is great. This is fabulous. This is an opportunity for me to minister to somebody or be ministered to. We search for the negatives before we search for the positives. We suffer from everyday stress. Anybody here know anyone that's never been stressed? Has anyone in here ever been face to face with this person? You know you have. You see them every... Larry, don't point. She can see you. Every day we see people who look like this. Wide-eyed and defeated. I challenge you today to look at those Gospels. All three of them. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Every one of them. Read the story, and the only difference is did he touch your arm, did he touch your hand, or did he tell her to get up? The story was so important that it was repeated in three different Gospels, word for word. Accept the healing. The important thing to remember is the last line in the scripture, and it said this. But he didn't let the demon speak because they recognized him. Don't allow the demons to speak in your life because they will recognize him. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we've gathered in your house today, Lord, we ask you to allow us to rise from our beds, Lord. Allow us to cast off this stress that seems to control our lives with such authority. Lord, take us from the negative. Return us to the positive. Keep those demons quiet. Don't allow them to speak in our hearts, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen.